100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
This guest was ready to go from LA. We know him from Boston Legal. We know him from the countless game shows he has hosted. And, of course, it goes right back to Star Trek, Captain Kirk. Now, that is the link to see this man at the Cospendium Convention at the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne, July 4 and 5. Your tickets at cospendium.com.au. It's William Shatner, Fee.
Oh, William, thank you for joining us.
I'm
welcome
here
to the show.
You will not believe what I'm doing, where I'm sitting. I'm talking to you by telephone in Los Angeles, and while I'm talking to you, they're setting up a television camera to beam my image back to Australia, so I'm doing a radio interview and a television interview at the same time.
Wow.
Only Australia can manage this.
William, what are you doing, the Today Show or Sunrise? Do you know?
I'm going to talk to you to the last possible second, and then I'll be on the air. What's the name of the show? What's the name of the show? Sunrise. So I'm doing Sunrise.
There's a guy that talks
within
like this.
A second. When I put the phone down, I'll be on Sunrise. Is that, like, masterful?
That is. Well, yeah, you know, and only you, someone of your professionalism and your accolades, could pull that off, William. You can do anything.
Yeah. Only me could do it.
Thank you. And just quickly, seeing Sunrise got a mention on our show, if you could just politely mention Fifi Fevan Byron when you're on Sunrise, please.
Fifi Seven Byron.
Close enough. Say that.
William,
it's all nonsense syllables for me anyway. What did you say?
We just think you're fabulous and you're coming to Cospendium. Are you into cosplay, William? Are you into this whole, you know, dressing up into characters and getting together?
Well, I'm not. I'll be in a black shirt or some kind. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the people will wear. Well, most of the people come there to have fun. We're talking about the convention taking place on the date, right?
Yes, so July 4th and 5th, William, yes.
July 4th and 5th, a little bit ahead of time, but we want to acquaint your audience with the fact that there's this huge convention going on, and everybody's invited, and everybody will have a great time, so they should come.
Now, William, yes, we'll all get there. Don't you worry about that. Now, Boston Legal was one of my favorite TV shows.
How wonderful. I'm delighted. And so it was mine.
And you got, I like a beer. I love to have a drink. But every show at the end, you'd sit up on the balcony, you'd have a cigar, and you'd have a scotch.
Right.
You got me drinking scotch.
I like single malt, actually.
Yeah, I literally just had a single malt bottle yesterday, and it was absolutely delicious.
Wait a minute. You had a single malt bottle? I take it by the glass.
Well, that might be the difference between you and me.
That's right.
But
I am in Los Angeles, and you're in Australia.
Do you actually have scotch in that drink, or what?
No. It's bourbon.
It's a bourbon, because I had
we're not drinking.
1779 single malt scotch whiskey.
Do you, William?
The older the scotch and the older the actor, the better it is. You understand that?
Right, yes, absolutely.
William, you played Captain Kirk for so long on Star Trek, and it was seemingly that would be the character you'd be most known for. But then Denny Crane came along, and like Fev, he's one of my favourite all-time characters on any
show
on TV.
I'm so glad about that.
What do you get more recognition and kudos for now, Denny or Captain Kirk?
I don't know how you measure that.
Yeah.
Star Trek was 55 years ago, and Boston Legal was just a short while ago. I got a new series on called The Unexplained. That should become popular and hit Australia soon, I believe.
Oh, can't wait.
What will that be on, Netflix or?
I'm not sure where it'll appear in Australia, but it's a terrific idea. Things that are unexplained, that go bump in the night. And what's the explanation? It's really interesting.
That sounds amazing
as
well.
We should do a segment on the radio show about that.
We might steal that idea and do it on the radio. That's outstanding.
Well, yes, except you'll have to race very quickly because ours is ready to go.
Well,
the race is on.
We're going to go really, really quickly.
That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to turn your television set on and look at the sunrise.
All right.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I'm about to go on.
Okay, just remember to mention Fifi Fevan Byron on Sunrise, okay?
Fifi Fevan Byron, well, I got it.
Yeah, say that. There he goes. William Shatner, bye-bye.
Bye.
Make sure you look out for William Shatner.
I think he called you Shishwee.
Of course, we're sleeping.
It is the Cospendium Convention Royal Exhibition Building, Melbourne, July 4th and 5th.
101.9 The Fox.
Ladies of Melbourne, it is your cue to call and sing your little hearts out. We have the $250 Nando's voucher. Yum. Now, that's legendary Nando's. Now, Nons in Craigieburn, the truck driver. Hey, Nons.
Hello.
Hey, Nons. Give us a little honk of your horn.
Hang the towel outside your window.
Oh, we learned about that yesterday, didn't we?
Nons, what are you going to sing for us?
I got a bit of Uncle Cracker.
Oh, another great song. Here we go.
Follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Okay.
$250 voucher goes to us.
Okay, Nons, take it away.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I set you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. And I'm singing, follow me. Everything is all right. I'll be the one that tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Oh, he had his mates in the background laughing at him.
So good, Nons. There we go. You see, you don't hear truck drivers like that in any other state singing the way Nons did.
Absolutely.
We've got the best, most talented tradies in the country.
Overcame the heckles as well. Brilliant.
Nick, another truckie from Thomastown. Hey, Nick.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, great, Nick. Can you give us a blow of your horn?
Yay! Like it's more of a van.
it's a terrible, terrible form for the size of the truck.
Now, Nick, what are you going to perform for us?
Ronan Keating, when you say nothing at all.
Yeah, it's the truckie's choice.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
We've got some romantic truckies on the line today. I love it.
Nick's cruising down the Hume Highway, window out, arm out, in a bit of Ronan.
Okay, Nick, we can't wait for this. Off you go.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. When you're not saying no words, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. A smile on your face lets me know need me, with the truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Tell you what, the singing in this segment at the moment is next level.
Might be the change of time.
Now we've got a concreter from Pakenham. Pete, how are you, Pete?
G'day, darling. How are you?
Yeah, great. Pete, Petey, what are you going to sing for us?
Darling? I'm going to have a go at Phil Collins, I Can't Dance.
I remember this.
This is hilarious.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
Only thing about me is the way I walk.
Oh, I can't really walk at the moment, either.
Well, we're thinking of yourself. I mean, that's a bit of a downer.
All right, Petey.
Okay, anyway, let's hear it.
Hot sun beating down, burning my feet just walking around. Hot sun making me sweat. Gators getting close, haven't got me yet. But I can't dance. I can't talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk. And I can't dance. I can't sing. I'm just standing here selling everything.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Pete.
Unbelievable.
That was amazing. I thought Pete had no chance.
What's happened? Because you...
The first two...
Thank you for your vote of confidence,
Ed. No, it had nothing to do with you, Petey. It was the first Uncle Cracker, love that song, yes. Nailed it. And then Nick blew me away. I was in that song.
I agree. Nick.
I was in that song.
Mate. They're all good.
They're all good. And then Pete just took me to another place.
I know.
So well, mate, you win.
Oh! All right.
That was unbelievable.
$250 Nando's voucher for a very talented Pete in Pakenham.
No, guys, what's happened? That's 2 weeks in a row. We've had really incredible singers.
Where were those three when we went to Tokyo?
Anyway, well done. $250 to spend at Nando's now. That's legendary. This is The Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Those who don't work in radio might be interested to know we have bosses here at the radio station and they kind of steer us through and let us know what they think is working on
our show. They meddle. We just do our show and then occasionally they meddle. They turn up to a meeting and they meddle.
Your word's not mine. In any case, ours is Amanda, affectionately known as Mad Mando.
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our segment. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
Now, Phoebe, along with a lot of other parts of our show, one part that she'd like to get rid of is our 6:20 a.m. quiz, Are You Smarter Than?
We're fighting for it. It's a little quiz. You may recall another boss a few years ago tried to get rid of it. And we did our big extravaganza at Chipmunk's Play Centre in Cranbourne.
Didn't end well for him, did it?
No, and the segment stuck around and he went. So here's another boss taking on Are You Smarter Than? It's a little segment that could... or couldn't, depending on how this all plays out. There is a petition.
What's the update, Boxer? Give me an update.
Okay, Christy Archer, one of our listeners, has started a petition. And it's online. Apparently you can swipe up in our Insta stories.
That'd be going well.
Well, is it, Fev? 545 people have signed
almost
it.
All our listeners.
Well, no. Then we got an email here.
We'll
from
need
a,
more than that. I've got more listeners than that.
Email from Amanda. This is from my boss. And she sent it
on the back of this.
Yeah, it was on the back of yesterday's show.
Okay.
She says, morning, guys. And she probably doesn't want us to read this on air, by the way, so I probably shouldn't be doing this. Should I do it?
Yep.
Okay. Morning, guys. Just heard you guys talking about the Are You Smarter Than petition, and I'm a little worried. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners, and only 500 people have signed your petition. You keep telling me your listeners love and really want this segment, but is 500 people signing it a little embarrassing? And then she's written, eek. I feel if we keep pleading for support, it might be sounding a little desperate. I'll leave you to have a think about it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yowch.
A few things there. She works in senior management and wrote eek in an email.
I know, but also
interesting.
Just quickly, if you don't like the segment, can you just so we can win this fight, go to the petition and just click? I think it's just a click. It'll take none of your time, but it is getting a bit embarrassing.
Please.
Or we just do it. Get rid of it.
What?
You're giving up, aren't you?
Well, they're our bosses. And the problem is, once one thing goes, they start going through everything else.
But they're already, they've already started doing it.
I know. And then we go. But if we listen to them, Amanda, who's trying to change our whole show, I don't listen to management. I never did.
No.
I didn't work out well. I got sacked twice. Maybe I should turn and start listening.
You're going to start listening to management.
And become a puppet. And Amanda can do the show. And we'll facilitate what she wants over the air.
So you just want to be a puppet and you'll just be told what to say.
Yeah, I've got the white flag up.
Are you surrendering?
Yeah, I'm done. I just want everyone to be happy.
What?
But no one's... What about the 545 people who want the segment to stay? They're not going to be happy.
If we've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of listeners, it's not much, not much.
Is now a bad time to read an email from Sarah from Clayton?
Well, okay. you've got to come with me.
No, you're right. No, I'm with you, my friend. Hey, we will will stand or fall with you, Brendan,
yes.
Favola. If we're going down together.
You live
together.
By the sword,
it's
you die by the sword, and I am...
This is depressing. Fev's just basically quit, and now what
are you
going to read?
Yeah, but right now I feel like Fev and I aren't going down together.
I am listening to my boss.
Oh, God.
Here we go. It's an email from Sarah from Clayton. Whoops, this is not good. I'm with Mad Mando on this one.
Oh.
Get rid of Are You Smarter Than? Fev cracks it when he loses and seems like a bit of a brat.
Oh,
talk
God.
About a sore loser.
Did I sound like a brat then?
And then I feel sorry for the players, especially when Fee answers the question so smugly.
Oh, it's done.
So we've been taken down in that one, Fev.
Right.
Jeez,
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, firstly, Fee, I've got about 17 examples of you being smug here on my
own. Oh, God, I'm just answering questions.
Well, I'll let people be the judge. You. Maybe people who aren't up at 6:20 and haven't heard this sort of behaviour from F-Box. Which African country has Cairo as its capital?
Egypt.
Okay, don't say it in that smug tone. I just said, who wants to listen to that?
I just answered the question.
He's like, Egypt.
Some know-it-all, being a know-it-all at 20 past six. I do have an example of Feb walking out, though, and getting angry.
Probably wouldn't play that.
I don't know if this is particularly listenable either.
Question one, in which street does the British Prime Minister live?
Dowling.
No.
Close.
Oh. Isn't it Dowling Street?
Oh. So close.
It's not Dowling.
No idea.
It's Downing Street.
Oh, he's hit the, he's hit the microphone. He's stormed
it's
out.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. There's a massive
It is the same thing. It's the same thing. Number 10.
It's a different letter. Downing. If you typed into Google Maps, Downing Street, you're not going to end up on Downing Street.
You might. Autocorrect.
101.9 The Fox.
Let's be honest. People love maths because it can be brutal, and that's sort of like car crash telly watching it. And you watch last night, blonde bombshell Stacey looks quite different to the photos of her a few years ago. I just saw some of those floating around this morning. Looking repulsed after meeting her happy-go-lucky groom, Michael Goonan.
Just a happy guy.
Just a lovely goofball guy.
Thinks he's funny.
That moment when you go, oh, she's gutted. She does not like him. Ugh. And then there was they're sitting at the table, the bridal table, and he's talking to her. Now, we're going to play the audio of this. Picture this. She actually has her back to him and refuses to answer his questions.
So what's your child's name? Children's name? So I was going to let you enjoy your good meal.
Ooh. Oh, poor Michael.
She didn't even move.
That's so rude.
It was like the TV was on pause. Just nothing moved. And like nothing moved.
And I'm guessing exactly nothing's moving there.
We know what you're saying. She may have had some work done.
But then Fev, as you saw, her friend Carla comes over. She's done a bit of Googling and found out he may have quite a bit of money.
All right, hang on. Let's just all rewind. I've already done research. He's got articles about him on the internet.
Carla!
Money.
Stop. Carla, you're brutal.
I'll link you later. There's even a YouTube clip.
That shows me that they've got a lot of drive if they're in their own business. It's good. It's a good sign.
So heard that he's a millionaire, got some cash. That bit didn't affect her. It was that indicates he's a driven man.
Driven,
he's got drive.
Yeah.
Then next minute she pulls him aside and it's almost like a different woman having a chat to him.
I know I'm being so rude and I knew it and I could feel it. It's just automatic. I'm like, I gave you like 50% of me today, like at the ceremony. I was like dead. That's not really me.
The one that was being an absolute biatch. Oh, that wasn't me. This is
so
the real
rude.
Me. And I'm just a nice girl.
And now I love
Give me
cash.
Some cash. it's funny, though. She decided it was, I guess, by having money, it means you've got a lot of drive.
Right.
And see, when I heard drive, Feb, I didn't hear drive. I heard her say this.
That shows me that they've got a lot of drive.
Because that's the thing, you know, sometimes you can be attracted to somebody because they've got a lot of drive. Drive can really change your opinion of someone.
Oh, 100%, Boxy. This happened to me on the weekend. My wife, Alex, I could not love her anymore. She's the most beautiful person I've ever laid eyes on. And I just thought I'd Google her net worth because there was a... what happened was there was a cricket game on the Friday and Shane Warne had to go, instead of playing that big bash thing on the Sunday for charity, he had to fly to South Africa and he was pleading for a private plane.
Yep.
So I was reading all the Twitter comments and someone Googled his net worth. So I did it. So I thought, I'll just Google Alex to see what the net worth is. And it come up with $80 million.
What?
And I looked at her in a totally, I'm like, oh, she's loaded.
I tell you what, I'm loving Alex's drive too. Oh,
so
wow.
Driven.
So much drive. 30, 10, 60. Like Stacey on maths, have you suddenly seen someone in a new light because of their drive? Like is drive, has that changed the way you felt about someone?
Well, I reckon it did with her because then she Googled me and I was only worth $100,000.
Fox.
The Fox.
Well, it was an honour with Fifi Fevan-Byron on The Fox to speak to Captain Kirk himself from Star Trek fame William Shatner, a legend of Hollywood, Boston Legal.
Denny Crane from Boston Legal.
An 88-year-old man.
Brilliant. And he was fantastic. We had a chat with him about 45 minutes ago. And it was all going well. I mean, he was setting up, though, for an interview on the television, a live cross to Sunrise. So we covered that off with him.
While I'm talking to you, they're setting up a television camera to beam my image back to Australia.
What are you doing, the Today Show or Sunrise? Do you know?
I'm going to talk to you to the last possible second, and then I'll be on the air. What's the name of the show? Sunrise.
I'm doing Sunrise. There he goes.
Now, we had a great chat. I thought it went really well. I mean, there was a bit where he didn't really know what the name of our show was.
Seeing Sunrise got a mention on our show, if you could just politely mention Fifi Fevan-Byron when you're on Sunrise, please.
Fifi Fevan-Byron.
Close enough. Say that.
Byron. I love, though, that Byron, you really wanted our names on the show, so you tried again. Here we go.
I'm about to go on.
Okay, just remember to mention Fifi Fevan-Byron on Sunrise, okay?
Fifi Fevan-Byron. Well, I got it.
Yeah, say that. There he goes.
Fifi.
But then what happened, we obviously have the televisions here at the radio studio, so we turned it on to see what happened. And poor Koshy and Sam, I mean, you know, when you think about we were the run-up, like we should have been the warm-up act for his live cross on national television, we may have kiboshed their interview because he sort of wasn't making a lot of sense.
Koshy.
Between your Australian accent, between the oceans between us and this earpiece, and my loss of hearing about 20%, I'm striking out like the discovery of the Polynesian islands. I'm kind of swimming in the in the unknown.
Wow. I liked what he was doing.
Koshy would have got off air with Sam when they went to a break and said, who the hell were they speaking to before? And they went, Fev. That explains it.
It got worse. It unraveled even more, guys. He just kept talking.
There's a biblical implication there. Are you sure you're not passionate about religion?
Well,
Stupid question.
No, William,
Sam and David. William,
I did go to Catholic school, but I'm a bit lax.
And she's a good girl.
I'm not. Sometimes. Depends on the weekend.
What's this going on there?
Do you know what I love? Because when I'm 88, I will ramble too.
101.9 The Fox.
Isn't Brad Pitt on fire? And you know what I love about this? And I say this, I know I made some claims the other day about Waqar Yoken Phoenix.
It's not Waqar. That's, again, the Pakistani bowler is
again,
Waqar Yunus.
How do you say his name again?
Joaquin.
I know Joaquin Phoenix has definitely become really hot, and I find him very attractive now. But Brad Pitt has been my number one consistently since I was about 16.
He literally is Benjamin Button.
And he doesn't – I know, he's almost identical. It's
unbelievable.
And he's nailing it. He's won his first Octa – Octa. His first What I did there, Feb.
Whacker, one and a half. Don't you people listen to them and go, what is this chick on? She's been at the Oscars after party.
Do you know what I did there? Oscar and actor together. Yeah, Octa. Yeah. I reckon Octas are better than Oscars. He's won his first Oscar for an outstanding performance as an actor. And he got up and he nailed his speech. Got a little bit political. That's unnecessary. I wonder how Ange is feeling. Because I reckon she was
so
the
flat.
Big... When they were together, it was always about Ange. Yeah. Angelina. And now he's cut the dead weight. And look at him fly. He is soaring.
Cut the dead weight was harsh.
I'm always Team Jen forever.
Fair enough.
Team Jen. Anyway, he got up, he did his speech, and then our very own Angela Bishop. Ange gets to chat to all the celebs on the red carpet for Channel 10. And she had a quick chat with Brad, and I loved this moment.
What's your Tinder profile going to say now?
You'll just have to look it up.
Now, unpack that, no, he's done awkward laugh because I see what you're trying to do, Jerno, trying to get me to comment on my single status.
Yeah,
but I'll just come out with some comment like, look it up, which he doesn't mean because you can't look people up on Tinder. That's not how it works, Brad.
Right, no. But Channel 10 justified for sending her over, though. It's gone worldwide.
It's brilliant. Ange is one of the best.
Yeah, very good.
She nailed that.
There's a couple of others that went over that.
No, I don't know. And that's why Ange is so good.
Very good.
I love the idea, even though I think he was just, it was a throwaway comment. Imagine going to LA on a holiday, swiping around on Tinder, and Brad Pitt pops up.
Bang.
I mean, it wouldn't happen. I don't think, I think those really high profile celebrities have specific celebrity apps if they're doing that.
You'd be rapt if you swiped right and it matched. Imagine you'd be like, oh, he's already seen me.
Imagine if you swiped left. Because you thought
you
it was a joke.
It, yeah. Well, check. Can you check to see on your Tinder?
I don't have Tinder. I don't even know how Tinder works.
Nearly works.
I was trying to Ann Bishop.
But, but I'd love to hear from anyone who has stumbled upon a celebrity on a dating app.
Okay.
And this can be any level. Sportsman, reality TV star, maths contestant.
Oh, gee, like you're really scraping the barrel.
Well, because I think you've got to.
Okay.
Newsreaders.
And, yeah, journos.
Weather. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Weather presenters.
Okay,
you,
so.
You go, you heading somewhere?
No, I'm just going down to the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, ow. Ow.
All right, so give us a call if you found a celebrity of any level, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah, maybe you didn't believe it.
Have you ever been on one?
I've never been on a dating site.
When I lived in Pakenham on my own, I did sign up to Tinder because I was in this giant house alone and I was quite bored.
I thought you had a girlfriend.
In your profile, you have jacuzzi.
Don't. What I did do, though, I signed up for about, half an hour. I was up on there, right? Mm. And then from people who listen to this show, I started getting DMs on Insta going, it's so weird. Someone's catfishing you and pretending to be you on Tinder. And I just replied and went, oh, that's disgusting. Let me look into that.
But
was that the three girls from Nazza Wazza you picked up in a cab?
It wasn't. 13, 10, 60.
But just remember that. You were leaving a nightclub in Narre Warren and a listener took a photo of you getting into a taxi with three girls at like 2 a.m.
Nothing to do with the topic.
Why were you with three girls?
13, 10, 60 is the number. Give us a call right now.
1019. The Fox.
Yes, and we are talking about Brad Pitt and, wow, just wow. What a man. He is single still, and I love that. You know, maybe that's why he's doing so well at the moment, because he's single and you get a lot of the people thinking they can get him. No, like, think about it. Like, even at the Oscars after party or people in LA, you would imagine if you jumped on a dating app, you might stumble upon Brad Pitt, because he did say to Ange Bishop at the Oscars yesterday,
what's your Tinder profile going to say now?
You'll just have to look it up.
Even his voice, just everything. But maybe you haven't stumbled upon Brad Pitt on a dating app, but who have you swiped along and seen?
Mm.
Catfish. I mean, there'd be lots of people that would catfish with famous people's profiles.
Right.
But we've got Carmen in Elstonwick. Hi, Carmen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carmen. Who have you seen? What famous person's been on a dating app?
Well, it's probably down there, but your very own Tommy Little.
Tommy Little.
Down where? Down like low.
Oh, that's
it. I didn't say it.
Tommy is quite high profile.
I didn't say it either, Feb.
Tommy, you know what's funny? I remember this. I think he got into trouble because people thought it was a catfish.
Right.
And they reported it and he kept having his Tinder profile shut down. Is that right? I remember
that's
he was
right.
telling
they,
us about
he,
that.
They cancelled it on him and he had to ring up and say, no, I'm desperate.
Hey,
Carmen,
that.
Did you swipe right?
No, I swiped left.
Ouch.
Well, hang on. So my girlfriend had also matched with Tommy, but I think she didn't think it was him and she didn't have very nice things to say. So.
Hey.
Well, let's just leave that
one.
We
Tommy's
don't know
lovely.
About any of that. Tommy's
and he's, you know what? You got to give Tommy props for getting out there. You see,
good
this is the thing.
Him.
If you've got a profile, it can be hard to date, and it's not fair that you shouldn't be able to get on there. And
Radio 101, never ask more than one question.
It's your fault, Bev.
No, good on him.
Anyway, we'll change the subject with another call here.
P.S. Tommy has no problem with the ladies.
No, Tommy's going
fine. I
think he goes really
Tina
well.
In South Morang. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Tina. Who have you swiped along and seen on a dating app?
Actually seen Nick Furphy from Married at First Sight on Bumble and Tinder.
Nick Furphy? Which one was he?
He was the one that was with one of the twins from Perth. I think it was last year's season, and his mate Jesse.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, Nick Furphy. Okay.
Guys, Fev, come on, you watch it.
Mate, please.
Well, at least Nick's on two, so Nick's doubling his chances. He's got the Tinder and the Bumble.
And I think that's great. If I was a reality TV star, that's exactly what I would do.
What, go on all of them?
Well, you're not, like, no. Because you've got a bit of fame, let's be honest. No, what I mean is it's not like Grant Denyer fame. Like, it's not Tommy Little fame. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm a reality TV star. I'm sort of famous. Mm. I'll go and use that currency on a dating app because people will go, whoo, it's Nick Furphy from Maps. But then there are other people who go, who the heck's Nick Furphy on Maps?
Should we do a social experiment and do you one?
Absolutely not.
Okay, cool. Song.
1019. The Fox.
Joaquin Phoenix, he won the Best Actor Oscar at the Academy Awards yesterday or last night for his performance as Batman's nemesis, the Joker. But, gee, he loves a political statement, doesn't he?
Wow.
If you missed his speech, look, it's interesting because there is a wave of veganism which is sweeping the world, and for good reasons. I think a lot of us are looking to have more plant-based food.
Sure.
Fev and I, we've gone through our vegan stages. Yes. You lasted about 3 months. I lasted 3 days. Yeah. But we gave it a crack.
There's vegan ice cream, the Cornettos now.
I saw that.
God, wow.
So we're all trying our bit for the planet, but then there's just some activists that take it a bit far.
This is your number
one.
And
they really They kick the fun out of it. For instance, Joaquin, during his speech, which let's not forget, he won for acting. You got a script, you read it, you performed in front of the camera. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't save anyone's life. Like, you know, it's an award. Then he got up and decided to lecture us all about milk.
We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby, even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
I can start eating the meat substitutes, but I have to stop out drinking milk.
I know milk, but he got me in that speech.
Now I feel a bit bad because when you hear it like that, you go, "That is really sad." But it's we're not killing the animal; they're just having the milk. Isn't that the case? I don't know. I shouldn't be drinking milk now.
Shouldn't the cow needs to be milked though? Because otherwise...
Well, I need to be milked right now. Yes. I know that much. I'm about to explode.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we, of course, have been talking a lot about our boss lately because we came back from the summer holidays and our boss, who we're affectionately referring to as Mad Mando, because she got mad when we started talking about this on air. Mm. She wanted to do some tweaks to our show. And one thing that she's been desperate to get rid of is our little competition, Are You Smarter Than, at 20 past six. It's just a 3-question general knowledge quiz. And the listeners, particularly at that time, fired up and said, where is it gone? You can't get rid of it. So at the moment, it's on its last legs and there is a petition to save it. Go to our Insta stories, swipe up if you want to save it. If you don't, that's fine. Don't. But anyway, Mad Mando does not like her nickname, Fev.
Yes.
And the more we say it, the more traction it's getting and the more she really doesn't like it.
I'm not sure that this jingle that we made has helped either.
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our segment. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
Obviously derived from her name Amanda. It's gone to Mando, then Mad Mando.
Oh, Mandy. It says in the jingle, which Leon did a great job, just ruined the segment, ruined the show.
So you're standing by, she's ruining our show.
Well, we're still talking about it. This would have been forgotten about at 6:25.
Well, if she just let us keep our segment, we'd stop talking about it.
Well, I've waved the white flag.
I know, you've surrendered. Well, I don't want to go down with you yet, Fev. I'll fight a bit more.
Okay.
Don't bow down to Mad Mando.
No, I haven't bowed down. I just listened to my boss.
Okay, wow.
Mandy. But you know what? There's nothing more fun than coming up with a name for your boss. And 131060, we'd love to hear about the name you've given, nickname you've given your boss, but also from bosses that maybe found out about their nickname.
Oh.
Maybe you didn't know what you were being called by your employees.
Yeah, I know.
And it's maybe awful, isn't it? Maybe it's a nickname you've given your boss behind their back.
Ouch. Okay.
I'm sick of walking past this. You know when we leave and we walk past the corridor and everyone's down there, oh, Dilf's coming. I'm like, oh, God, stop it.
Okay. A couple of things. No one's ever said that. And also, you're no one's boss. 131060, give us a call.
Oh, Dilf's coming.
131060, if you've discovered what your name is at work, bosses, give us a call. Maybe you give your boss a nickname. We'll come back with your calls.
Ryan Gargamel.
131060, no thank you.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Yes, we were talking about bosses' names and sometimes the names you coin or you come up with for your boss. But maybe you're a boss and you've discovered or you don't like what your employees are calling you. We, for instance, here on the show, we refer to our boss, Amanda, as...
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our segment. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
Fairly harsh lyric there, please go away. I mean, Leon wrote that, just want to make it very clear, Leon wrote that and sung it.
Sarah.
Nailed it.
Ringwood, hi, Sarah.
Hi there. Love your show, guys.
Oh, thanks. It might not be around for much longer if Mad Mando's got anything to do with it. Sarah, what do you call your boss?
We used to call her Miranda Priestley from Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, fantastic. Of course, Meryl Streep.
Oh, that character was awful. Remember this?
Miranda Priestley is the editor-in-chief of Runway.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
No.
Any questions? Oh,
no.
Sarah, did she know you were calling her that?
No, not at all.
Gosh, bosses can be ordinary, can't they? No, I just remembered one I had years ago that was just foul, a bit like that.
Oh, I think I know that one.
Yeah, she
was. Was that back in the days of the old station?
She was horrible.
What was one horrible thing she did?
One really horrible thing she did was, I was working at a radio station in Sydney at the time, and she was a party girl, and she had a group of girls that she loved, and I wasn't one of them. Mm. And I was working the promotions office, and she decided we'd do a promotions lunch. So it was like the five girls and her, and then she said, but someone needs to stay and answer the phones, Fifi. You've got to stay in the office and answer the phones. That's just mean. That's actually mean girls in the office, and she was the boss.
We should have given her a nickname at the time, and I think we thought.
Oh, I gave her a few. Eloise from Clyde North. Hi, Eloise.
Good morning, guys.
Eloise.
We had a boss who was a bit of a one-upper. He would all, no matter what story you told, how ridiculous, he'd always have something better. So one-up sort of wasn't good enough. So we used to call him Lemo, like 7-Up. So if you heard us say lemonade or Lemo, he wouldn't know what it was.
That's brilliant.
That's awesome. Coded. 7-Up.
Clever.
I love it.
Thanks for your calls.
And we've just got to remember, guys, we're out of contract this year, so let's not be too mean.
Are you suggesting that if we're not nice to
Mando,
we might not be back?
Big fan of Amanda.
Oh, there's other jobs.
Let's put the feelers out.
Power Shop. 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.